Well, hey there, eco heroes. Dust. It's not a sexy topic, but it's an important one when it comes to maintaining a clean and healthy home. With dust being a leading cause of environmental allergies in both children and adults, it pays to understand what dust is, how it accumulates in your home, and how to get rid of it for good, or at least keep on top of it. So that's what we're going to chat about today. But before we do, I have a little favor I want to ask of you. Now, if you've been tuning in for a while and you love this podcast, but you haven't quite gotten around yet to leaving a review in iTunes, please drop everything right now and head over there and give me 5 stars and some nice words, pretty please. In fact, you'll actually have time to do it while this intro plays. But seriously, reviews are what helps others to find this podcast, and you can really help me to help make green mainstream by leaving a review and telling your friends all about EcoChat with Laura Trotter. Now off you go, and I'll catch you shortly to chat all about household dust. Welcome to the EcoChat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an ecoceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Well, thank you for leaving a review. Now, if you haven't yet listened to episode 43, where I discussed indoor air quality, you might also want to go back and listen to that episode, because household dust is just one of the sources of poor air quality inside our homes and offices. But it is a big source, so that's why in its own right, it deserves its very own episode. Now, I live in outback Australia, where dust storms are kind of a part of a way of life, especially in spring. So September, October and November, we can get some really big ones. So it's kind of fair to say that dust and I are well acquainted. But sadly, it seems that I'm not alone, and many of us are a little too well acquainted with dust, even if we don't live in outback Australia. Because in fact, 10% of the population are reportedly allergic to dust mites. And with dust being a leading cause of environmental allergies in both children and adults, it pays to understand what it is, how it accumulates and builds up in our home, and how to get rid of it. So, what is household dust, I hear you ask? And that's great because I've got the answer. But when we typically think of dust, the small particles of soil or sand blowing around outside generally come to mind. And in fact, that's what I kind of used to think dust was when I grew up. It's just soil and sand, right? But wrong. Household dust is actually a lot more complex. Household dust is typically comprised, wait for it, of dried food particles, mold spores, pollen, fabric fibers, animal dander. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically tiny flecks of skin and fur from pets. So if you've got an indoor cat or dog, bet your bottom dollar your house is, I shouldn't say chock-a-block full of animal dander, but it will have a fair bit of animal dander in it. And dust is also comprised of insect parts, especially those of dust mites and cockroaches. Ew, yes, I know. Now, while many of these components can cause health implications, it's generally the particles and debris from dust mites that are the major source of allergens in household dust. Okay, so we've chatted about what's actually in dust. Let's talk about the health implications of household dust. Now, household dust mites, they flew under the radar until around the mid-1960s when they were first discovered. They're microscopic arachnids, about 1/3 of a millimetre in length, which means that they're invisible to the naked eye, so you can't see them. They've got 8 legs, which of course you've got no chance of seeing them either. They're blind and they naturally live indoors. Now, house dust mites actually feed on human secretions. So it's really like our skin cells that we shed, mainly in bed, but also when we're drying ourselves in our towels and just day-to-day life, walking around. You know, we're not quite like a snake that sheds our skin in entirety, but we're constantly shedding our skin in little bits that accumulate on our clothes and in our homes. So it's therefore not surprising that the bedroom, where we spend a lot of our time, is a dust mite's favorite habitat. Now, they particularly thrive in items such as our mattresses, our pillows, stuffed toys, blankets, curtains, carpets, and upholstered furniture. Now, it's actually the digestive enzymes present in the dust mite's feces, which are the most troublesome of the house dust mite allergens. And these tiny fecal pellets break down into a really, really fine powder that easily becomes airborne when disturbed through activities such as vacuuming, making the bed, even when you roll over in bed, or even when you're just treading on carpet, they can, I guess, become airborne. So when an allergic person inhales these particles, asthma or other allergy symptoms may occur. So unlike pollen allergies, which tend to occur seasonally, dust mite allergies generally occur all year round. And typical symptoms include itchy and watery eyes, sneezing, a runny or blocked nose, dry persistent cough, wheezing, and dermatitis. And symptoms can often be worse at night or upon waking in the morning and generally improve throughout the day when away from the source. And it's believed around 10% of the population is allergic to dust mites, and about 80% of asthmatic children are allergic to dust mites. So it's kind of a big deal. And I'm just going to share that I've actually noticed my symptoms increase in the last 18 months, because at the start of last year, we gained a new family member in a gorgeous, beautiful inside cat, oh, not lovely ragdoll cat. So we picked her up in town when our family were moving and weren't able to take her, and we got her as a little kitten. And so she's a nice indoor cat, beautiful ragdoll cat, really fluffy though. And I guess we haven't been... Now, I know all about household dust, and this is what I'm telling you today. I haven't always practiced what I preach when it comes to Ruby, our ragdoll cat, because she has been sleeping on my bed during the day. And I've noticed since she's been in my bedroom that I am coughing a bit in the mornings, and I'm coughing when I'm going to sleep at night as well. So preparing this episode has just really put it back into my mind that Ruby's bed is not our bed, and we also need to keep on top of this as well. So that's my little admission, but I have definitely noticed since getting a long-haired inside cat that I have started to cough a little bit more, which isn't a good thing. And I also noticed that cough improves when I'm on holidays and I'm not in my house. So yeah, some learnings there, and I'm rambling. But anyway, how to remove household dust. Now, like many home cleaning tasks, keeping on top of dust requires ongoing effort, and it can come as a surprise to many that general vacuuming and dusting activities, and I'm just talking like a standard vacuum or like a feather duster, they just don't eliminate dust mites. In fact, they don't cut it at all. They just make the dust particles airborne. You know, it's just like moving dust around. So to really make an impact, you need a quality vacuum cleaner that's fitted with an HEPA, a high efficiency particulate air filter. That's just abbreviated HEPA. So it needs this filter and a motorized head, but you only need the motorized head if you've got carpets or rugs, as its purpose is to really get into the pile. Now, the HEPA filter is critical because it filters down to 0.3 micrometers in size, preventing the smaller dust particles from becoming airborne and exposing your family to allergens. So installing the HEPA filter onto your vacuum, it's only half the solution. The other is allowing the vacuum cleaner enough time to do its job. And of course, this is assuming that you're vacuuming your house semi-regularly at least. And I think the recommendation is at least weekly. But I know since we've got Ruby, our ragdoll cat, we have to vacuum. Well, we really should be vacuuming multiple times a week because her lovely long white hair does drop on our carpets. So, allowing the vacuum cleaner enough time to do its job. And this basically means taking your time when vacuuming your house, because a quick once over just won't cut it. Instead, take a minute or two per square meter to really get into the pile to allow the vacuum to collect as much dust as possible. And once you've thoroughly vacuumed your carpets, use a dry microfiber cloth to remove dust from furniture and appliances. It's so much more effective than like a traditional feather duster. And holding the smallest particles in its fibers, microfiber cloths create an electrostatic charge that attracts even the smallest particles of dirt. And in the show notes, I'll just link to a blog post I wrote a little while back about how microfiber cloths work and just why they're so effective. So, but when dusting though, it's great to use two, and you can use like a dry cloth and the electrostatic charges pick up a lot of the dust, and you can finish with a damp microfiber cloth to remove any grime or any residual dust that's left behind. So all you do is you just simply wet it, you wring it really well, you fold it flat and use it to wipe away the grime from the surface. And there's some really great ones out there, but my favorite dusting cloths are the Norwex dusting mitt and the EnviroCloth, and they're quite economically priced as well. And Enyo, of course, does a dust glove and an indoor Enyo fill, I think it's called, and that performs well as well. But I really love the Norwex dusting cloths. They're really effective. All right, so now that you know how to remove dust in your home, let's have a little bit of a chat around prevention and how to, I guess, prevent dust from building up in your home, because we know what's in dust now too. So in addition to investing in a quality vacuum cleaner to remove household dust from your carpets and furniture and getting some microfiber cloths to clean the dust from solid areas, you can also work at reducing dust levels and the risk of dust allergies inside your home by, and I've got quite a few points here. So the first one is to remove your shoes when entering the home, and just by having doormats at every entrance so people can actually just brush their feet before they come into the house. That can help a lot too. Number two is to keep your pets outside, or if they are inside pets, try and contain them to one room or at least one bed inside your home, and try and make it a separate bed, not your bed or your kid's bed, as well as brushing their hair regularly to reduce the amount of dander they drop inside the home. And yes, I know this is something we need to do in our house. Get on top of a lot more, because Ruby is kind of taking over, but she's such a gorgeous cat. I should share a photo of her actually. But yeah, there's a lot of environmentalists out there that are really anti-cat. And yeah, I've always liked cats, but been a very responsible cat owner and have indoor cats that are fully desexed. And we've even got a cat-proof fence on our backyard. So not that Ruby can jump, because she's hopelessly uncoordinated, but if she was outside, she can't jump. So yeah, she can't get out and other cats can't get into our yard. But I digress here. So we're talking about keeping our pets outside or containing them to a room or an area in the house if possible, or at least having them have a designated bed so they're not taking over your bed or your kid's bed. The other one is to choose tiles or floorboards over carpets in your home, especially in bedrooms. And this is one we'll be working on because some of you may know that we've recently bought a property in Adelaide, so a dump of a house that we'll be demolishing, and we've got some plans underway right now to be building a home, and I've convinced my husband to put some nice floorboards in the homes. He really wanted tiles, I want floorboards, so we're going to go floorboards, and just working out whether we will have carpets in the bedroom or not. But yeah, basically, if you can, choose tiles or floorboards over carpets in your home. Now, when it comes to furniture, opt for leather, I guess metal or wooden furniture over fabric furnishings such as couches and upholstery. So they're just a lot easier to clean, especially if you've got kids, but they also don't accumulate all that household dust in them. Another point, so what are we up to? Point number four to keep on top of dust levels in your home is to reduce your clutter in your home, particularly in and around beds. And yes, I know I'm guilty for that too, popping things under the bed as, you know, it's a nice storage space. But really, it's not great, because those things under the bed kind of get forgotten and dust settles on them, especially if you've got a cat like Ruby that gets under the bed or on the bed. And yeah, you can be growing quite a lot of dust mites under there. Next point, especially one for the kids, is to, now this is a hard one too, it's to avoid sleeping with soft toys and sheepskin products. But, you know, I've got two young boys and they've both got their teddies and I'm not going to take them off them because it's bedtime. That's when they want them. So if they're not going to have their teddies, the thing is to wash them regularly. And that can be hard too, I know, peel them off, but I try and do it when I'm on the days where they're at school or at daycare. So to remove household dust from soft toys, you really need to freeze them for around about 16 hours. So you want to freeze them in some sealed tight freezer bags, for example, and then thaw and wash them in hot water and line dry. And you want to be doing this roughly every 2 months. And the freezing is required to kill the dust mites and the washing removes the allergen. So that's why it's kind of like a two-step process. And I'm not going to lie, it's not the easiest thing to do to peel a teddy off your kid for 16 hours to freeze it and then pop them in the washing machine. In fact, up until recently, my kids hated seeing their teddies in the washing machine. But the last time I did this, they got quite excited because they were having a bath. But yeah, realistically, I know it's not easy when your kids are really attached to their teddies, but it's important. And that's pretty much it. So if you can get on top of those main points there. So we've got the six ways to help reduce the dust buildup in your home. You'll go a long way for sure. So reducing allergens associated with dust mites, it's just one of the many areas to tackle when creating a safe, healthy home that's free of nasty toxins. And if you are to create a cleaner and greener and healthier home, check out my Home Detox Bootcamp at homedetoxbootcamp.com. Doors will be closing soon on the final round of 2016, and I'd love to have you join me and a growing supportive community to basically help you detox your home and your life. So check that out for sure. And if you are listening to this webinar in early August 2016, I am running a free live online event very, very soon. So that will be on Wednesday, the 17th of August, and there'll be two times that you can join. So a free event, and it's basically called Lurking Dangers, the five main sources of toxins in your home. Because when it comes to toxin-free living, there's so many sources in our home that we know about, but there's a lot that we don't and that fly under the radar. So in this webinar, I'm going to be chatting about the five main sources of toxins in your home that may be impacting you or your family's health. And I'm going to share quite a few simple steps to reduce the risk from these lurking dangers in your home. And I'm also going to chat about the one ingredient in household products that you need to be aware of that isn't quite what it seems. So to book your seat on this free training event, you'll just have to head to homedetoxbootcamp.com/webinar-registration-lurking-dangers, and there's hyphens between all that, but I will make sure that the link to join that webinar is in the show notes below. Okay, so there you have it for today. Household dust, the not so sexy but very important topic. You've got all my best tips now for how to prevent it building up in your home and how to basically remove it once it has been building up in your home. I'd like you to go out there, try and keep your cat, if you have a cat or a dog, off your bed as well. Wash your kids, freeze them first, and then wash your kids' soft teddies, because that's what I'm going to do today as well. And yeah, reduce the household dust in your home and go out there and help make green mainstream. Catch you later. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.